This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says his talks Thursday with officials in Mexico City were productive and forward-looking.
We recognize the existing U.S.-Mexican cooperation to curtail irregular migration, both by securing Mexico's southern border and by supporting efforts of Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador through the Alliance for Prosperity to reduce violence and stimulate economic opportunity in the region.
Tillerson spoke to reporters alongside his Mexican counterpart, Luis Videgaray, who said the two sides have notorious differences that can best be resolved through dialogue. Iraq said Thursday that its forces had taken the airport in Mosul from the Islamic State group. The Iraqis launched a new bid to retake the western areas of Iraq's second-largest city on Sunday. They are backed by U.S. forces. United Nations Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, met in Geneva Thursday with a Syrian government delegation and with members of the opposition. He says he will hold bilateral meetings Friday to plan a new round of peace talks looking for a solution to the Syrian civil war. Syria's warring parties last met in Geneva nearly 9 months ago. That round of talks broke down because of repeated violations of a ceasefire agreement. The U.S. State Department is calling for China to change its approach toward the South China Sea. A State Department spokeswoman called on China and other territory claimants in the sea to refrain from construction of new facilities, militarization of disputed features, and further land reclamation. The U.S. is calling on all claimants to resolve disputes peacefully. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump met Thursday with the chief executives of some of the country's biggest manufacturers. The president praised their efforts to add jobs in the U.S. More than 12 million U.S. workers holding manufacturing jobs, but the country has lost 5 million such jobs since 2000, sometimes to automation, but others also to other countries. The Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, has gotten underway near Washington. A speech by President Donald Trump on Friday is expected to be the highlight of this year's conference. Trump top advisor Kellyanne Conway told the gathering that the president has swung a lot of conservatives over to his side, even though he hasn't always aligned with their beliefs. CPAC leader Matt Schlapp said he sees a little bit more of a populist strain running through the event this year, with Mr. Trump serving as the driving force for that. A new CBS News public opinion poll indicates that Americans put immigration at the top of the list of problems that are most important for the government to address. The economy and jobs comes in second, and health care comes in third. The poll finds that most Americans think the government should do more to ensure that foreigners who enter the U.S. do not pose a risk to the country's security. But 6 in 10 Americans support a program for illegal immigrants already in the U.S. to obtain citizenship. The World Health Organization reports depression is increasing worldwide. Lisa Schlein reports.
The World Health Organization reports more than 300 million people, or more than 4% of the global population, were living with depression in 2015. The report finds prevalence rates for depression peak among older adults, affecting 2% more women between the ages of 55 and 74 than men. Across all age groups, however, the report notes depression is 1.5 times more common among females than males. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Bosnia is asking the United Nations top court to reconsider its 2007 decision to clear Serbia of charges of genocide during the Bosnian War. Bakir Izetbegovic, a member of Bosnia's three-part presidency, made the request Thursday to the International Court of Justice. The request was made despite opposition within the presidency. Two former managers at the Vatican Bank have been convicted of violating anti-money laundering norms. Paolo Cipriani and Massimo Tulli were absolved of a more serious charge. The two men resigned under pressure in 2013. The bank has been under investigation for violating Italy's anti-money laundering laws. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.